holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Still talking about the family, but we're reading Proverbs.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a great day. It is. It's a great day. I want you to say it with me. Today is a great day. I need you to say that every single morning. Say that to yourself so that you can bring great things to you. Because if you're negative, all the positive things that God will send to you or that life will bring to you, you will push away. You'll push them away with your negative. Negativity, your attitude, the wrong attitude can spoil blessings. It does. Just try to keep the right attitude. You're supposed to be blessed anyway. You are blessed. God forgave all your sins. Everybody's. He forgave everybody's sin and included them or gave them a chance to become children of God. Everybody has a chance to become a child of God. If that's what you want, you can, but with a negative attitude, it won't help you do nothing. It won't help you do nothing. It'll tear you down. A negative attitude will. A negative attitude will tear down your family. A negative attitude will tear down your employment, your company. Negative attitude. So a negative attitude, man. Yeah, you got whatever you think you are. That's what will show up to you. You got to do better than that. You got to leave that negative attitude where it is. You kind of get what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Well, okay. I'm hoping that you get see how I was down just now and I came right back up. I want you to leave that negative attitude just like that. Be down if whenever you realize that you're down. And then that jolt of energy comes up. Change it. Change the way you see things. Change the way you see things. Your life is not that bad. You got one more day to get it right with God. And God made it available to us. Oh, yes. All right. Now, we're at Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15. I think we'll start. We'll start at 25. I think we left off yesterday at 24. So today we're talking about the family, right? Yesterday we talked about marriage. Today we can talk about the family, which is pretty much the same thing. But we'll start here at verse 25. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he protects the property of widows. He'll always take care of the widow. He will. Let's do, where is it? We'll start 20. The Lord tears down the house of the proud. So when you're proud. It gives God a chance to pull down your house. The Lord tears down. See, when you want to find out what the Lord does, there it is. He tears down the house of the proud. You know, we used to do a thing, I'm black and I'm proud. Oh, woo, that explains a lot, doesn't it? Explains a lot. We're trying to be something that God told us not to be, which is proud. And when you're proud, you give God license to tear down that house, whatever it is that you're building. You know, you try to take the proud for the confidence and stuff, but sometimes that confidence can go the wrong direction. Yeah. But he protects the property of the wicked or the widows. So those who can't take care of themselves, those who've lost a loved one or lost that husband or wife, he takes care of them. Verse 26, the Lord detests evil plans. He detests evil plans. Oh, I'm going to do this for this child and not for that child. And this child is better than that child. And I'm not going to show this other child this because that's evil. God don't do that. Just because you're saved, he treats you better than the sinner or the sinner that don't know God, but they will know God in the future. They just hadn't realized that their sins have been forgiven. So he treats you better than them, or that you feel that you're better than them. Proud. The Lord detests evil plans. So you do these things for one child and not the other. Or maybe you do it for one employee and not the other. One coworker and not the other. That's like an evil plan. You're planning things for one to be good and for the other not to be so good. You know, you're trying to teach them a lesson. The Lord detests evil plans. You better be careful in what you're planning. Make sure it ain't evil. A lot of you might be planning to put your parents in senior citizen homes or something like that just because you don't want to deal with them. And God told you to respect your parents and try to help them as much as you can. But your plan is, oh, I'm just going to get them out of my house because I don't want to have to deal with them. Okay, I understand. Maybe they're hard to deal with. Maybe you don't have the facility to deal with them. Right? But making an evil plan to just get them out of your life and get rid of them. The Lord detests that. But he delights in pure words. If you tell the truth about that son or daughter, son, this is something that you can handle. Son number two, you can't handle that. I'm going to have something specific for you to work on because it takes a certain line of energy. It takes a certain line of strength, mental capacity to handle this thing, but son number one can handle that, but he can't handle what you can handle, son number two. What you have is this, that, and the other. You have physical strength. So son number one can't handle that. You kind of, I'm talking like you're talking to two sons, two children, and you can see what one can do and you can see what the other, you can see the strengths in both children, but you're not planning things to make child number two hate child number one and make child number one hate child number two because you want to see them compete and you want to see them this, you want to see them that. Okay, that's an evil plan. But God delights in pure words. When you can instruct your children the right way, you might not know everything to say that's right, but your heart is right when you're talking to them. You're trying to give them things that's going to help them grow into mature adults. God likes that kind of stuff. He delights in pure words. 27, greed brings grief to the whole family. Greed does that. Greed does that. Brings grief to the whole family. Because when you're concentrating on greed, you're really not concentrating on the family. You can say, I'm doing it for the family, right? But not necessarily can you be doing it for the family when it's just greed instead of love. See, it's not love for the family. When you have greed for the family, you're doing greed. G-R-E-E-D. When you have greed, you do things to stock it, pile it up, and you just continue to pile it up, and you gather and gather and gather. Greed brings grief to the whole family. You know, I got to be at my job. I want this money. Well, you might need money to take care of that family. Yes. But greed, where you have four or five jobs, you never spend time with that family. Something's going to go wrong in that family, even though they can pay their bills. Even though you can pay the bills, something's going to go wrong. Greed brings grief to the whole family. But those who hate bribes will live. You see, when you hate bribes, your greed don't take over. When you hate bribes, people can't pay you to disrespect your wife. People can't pay you to tear down your family. People can't pay you to tear down your job. People can't pay you to tear down your pastor. You know, even though they might not be doing the right thing, and you can actually do it better, whatever. Your greed is what's going to bring grief to the whole family. Got to be careful. But those who hate bribes will live. People can't talk you into doing wrong, because greed can talk you into doing things wrong. But people can't pay you to do things wrong or coerce you to get into anything wrong. Okay. Verse 28. The heart of the godly thinks carefully before speaking. The heart of the godly thinks carefully before speaking. Talking about your family. Sure, you might have some skeletons in the closet about the whole family. Uncle this and aunt so-and-so and grandpa this and grandma that. They might have a whole lot of skeletons that need to come out of the closet. But it's not up to you to bring those things out of the closet. You can destroy your family doing things like that. Well, somebody said, well, it's built on a lie. There are a whole lot of other lies that ain't been told before that one. Don't ruin your family with that. Think about what you're going to say before you start talking. The heart of God, be godly. The heart of the godly thinks carefully before speaking. Just because you're upset with Uncle so-and-so don't mean you just get upset and start saying things. Even if the whole room knows it, it could be the elephant in the room. And then you go say it and ruin the whole family with that. You know, just because your wife has some secrets or your husband has some secrets, that don't mean you just break out and start telling them because you upset with them. And you might be right to be upset with them. You might have a right to be upset with them, right? But you got to think again. You can't always destroy people. Well, you're not really supposed to be destroying people. The godly thinks carefully before speaking. The mouth of the wicked overflows with evil words. Think twice before you talk. You might be ruining your family. It's important. Think carefully before you speak.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.